In 2017, I started my own business. This was after many years of being in previous businesses, but this one was social media based. This one was going to be spearheaded by my knowledge in social media and YouTube. So I buckled up, I put my nose to the floor, I picked my niche because I knew it so well, and I went for the dive, and I went for the kill. Roll forward, and it's start of 2020. 2-3 years later, I'm already a full-time YouTuber now. I have got retainer clients that continue to come to me for my expertise, my knowledge, and my consulting skills. Even if I can't say consulting on a podcast intro. And I wanted to share with you my 9 top tips, my 9 things, the steps that you need to attack when starting your own business. It's quite a long ramble, but I thought that if I could help you, you can live through me, experience the things that I did right or did wrong, and hopefully it can start helping you build your business in 2020. And in a couple of years' time, you can, you know, send me a tweet and tell me how it's going. So, here we go. And welcome to the Start Creating Podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping you grow on social media, from YouTube to Instagram and so much more. I am your host, Alan Spicer, your YouTube certified expert. I have around about 12 years worth of experience in this industry, from web development to social media marketing and video editing in itself. This podcast will be about news, tips, tricks, and your submitted questions should you need any help within the social media space. So follow, subscribe, enjoy the ride, go out there, start creating. Are you looking to start a business in 2020? Here are 9 steps that you should follow to get the best startup possible. Here we go! I'm Alan Spicer. Today we're talking business and you want to set up your very own. So, 1, make sure that you're picking your niche. This is the core focus of anything, whether it's YouTube, whether it's a career, whether it's a long-term goal, or in this case, a business. It needs to be something that you truly love, because something that you have been educated to that you really hate can only carry you so far. Love and passion will get you up at 6 o'clock in the morning. Love and passion and the absolute thirst for that specific business is what will drive you through when that customer cancels on you, or when you've had that hard day, or when you're scrabbling around for that extra bit of money in the early days. The love and the passion of your niche is what will make you want more. More of that niche, more of that business, more in general, just going forward. I love business and I love social media. I love YouTube. That's why I'm constantly reading new books. That's why I've got these from Gary Vaynerchuk and many other things that I'm reading or listening to in audiobooks. I use Audible to hunt out all of the best stuff. You can do the same too. There's a free link down below. But it's that thirst for that knowledge, that love of that thing, which will drive you to read more books, but will drive you to educate yourself more, which will drive you to make that content, which will drive you to share it or sell it to someone. Because if you're not passionate about something that you're selling, if you don't care about the thing you are selling, whether it's your face, your personality, your brand, your services, a product, if you don't care, people can see straight through you. 2, starting your business may mean that it needs to be your side hustle. When I first started, I was working in security. I was working very long days, 12 to 14 hour days every day. I'd get up in the morning, it'd take an hour and a half to travel to work, an hour and a half to travel back. I was tired, I was exhausted, but I knew that security wasn't going to be my career. I wanted something at that time in the web development world. I wanted computing, I wanted design. So on the hours when I finally got home, or I was very lucky on the hours that I worked on a night shift, where all I had to pay attention to was the CCTV cameras, I took my laptop in and I worked on myself. My side hustle, my passion. Back in the days, that's also when Wi-Fi was only just coming in, so if you couldn't somehow hook into a Wi-Fi network or somehow connect to a network that gives you internet via the cable, you were screwed. So I had to buy a little data dongle back in the day of half a gig and it cost you like £40, £50, and it was appalling. It never truly connected. The signal was absolute shit. I mean, this is the birth of 3G. It was terrible. But if you can use that downtime, if you do a 9 till 5 and you've got kids, why not start working the 7 o'clock in the evening to 1 o'clock in the morning? And then yes, you'll be tired, but you'll have that passion. You'll know that drive, those extra hours are on you, in you, on your business. This is your time to build your brand. So maybe you really love real estate and you want to be in real estate, that's your own business, and you work in real estate. Why not start writing blogs about real estate? Why not do your research? Why not go out there and learn some things? Why not push your reputation outside of the company that you are in? This will be your parachute when you leave. This is your reputation. This is your proof that you know what you're talking about. And you can blog on LinkedIn and get all of those connections, feed out there. It's very organic at the moment, or on your own website, because you can share them in multiple places. It builds you as an individual outside of your specific company, and it preps you for the future. Because right now, your starting of your business could be your side hustle that expands. Or maybe you're lucky and maybe you have enough money and backing behind you to start full time. Live lean. No silly spending. You might have the money to start. It may have been your parents. It may have been some kind of inheritance. You may have been lucky and been invested in. Don't be stupid. This is money for you and your business. Don't go out and buy a watch. Don't go out and buy a stupid car just to impress people. That's not how this works. You need to live lean, think sensibly, spend sensibly, put your nose to the floor and grind that brand. Same as working for yourself as a side hustle. This is your chance to build your brand. If you're full-time, even better. You've got those 16, 18-hour days to really pour in that content, really pour in that brand, really reach out to people. And something that I can't express enough, if you are full-time straight away, don't get lazy. There are some things that brought you to the dance in the first place. In my case, I used to spam non-stop in my web design company. I used to go out and message people on directories. Hi, I like your website, but it could be changed. Hi, your website is awful. Maybe we can help you. Hi, you don't have a website. Maybe we can help you. I'd go through thousands and thousands of emails each and every day, and I would ping them out, and I would try and hook them in. I'd get ignored, but every now and then I'd get a reply back, and that would be a new customer. I'd get another new reply and another new customer, another reply and another new customer. As soon as I did my first business, which was completely on me, out of me being lazy, I stopped that spam. Because I don't know, maybe I thought I was above it. Maybe I thought, you know, it's something that I didn't need to do anymore. And it could be anything within your business. You could just feel that for a very long time you were an intern and now you need an intern to do the interny stuff because I'm an owner and I'm above that. No, be humble, stay humble, keep doing what led you to the dance, which you've proven works. Grind, send those emails, reach out to people. You being full-time is an advantage right now, but it's no difference to anybody else. If you start getting lazy, the people that have a side hustle that work harder than you will outwork you and beat you. 3, investing in yourself. This is paramount. I can't express it enough. Over the last 10 years, many things have changed within technology and social media. YouTube was a mere fledgling 10 years ago, and now it's the juggernaut that's threatening to turn off all of your normal mainstream TV. 10 years ago, mobile phones were pointless and dumb. Now they rule the world and you can run a business from a smartphone. 10 years ago, many of these social media platforms didn't exist at all. You was scuffling around MySpace and promoting yourself on Friendster. Invest in yourself and your future by learning. Constantly listen to the expert. Constantly read books, constantly build skills, because it's that toolkit that will help you in the long run. When I first started in web design, I was pretty much a one-trick pony. I could sell, and I'm okay with online social medias through open source software. I was good with forums, and I was good with... That was the emergence of the social media network. I could chat, I could talk, I had the gift of the gab, and I could show people how to set up forums and blogs, and that was kind of it. I know in the long run, if I'd learnt to code and learnt to design and stuff like that, that could build my future, and that can build yours right now. There's nothing stopping you going to a library. There's nothing stopping you Googling online or finding YouTubers that you can listen to expand your brain or to try new things. Or, if you are making money, there's nothing stopping you paying a little bit of money to go on a accredited course. I don't mean these charlatans that are like, meh, 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 meh. Here's my Merc, here's my Ferrari, this is how I made it, you can have this giant mansion too. We know who you are, Ty Lopez, calm your shit. But if you invest in yourself, it will pay out in future. Because all of the useless general knowledge that's in my head, all of the random facts and figures and skill sets is the things that help me think on the hoof, think on the whim, grab that gut feeling out of midair to win me that sale or to chat to someone. It's that piece of knowledge that you throw into a sales pitch and it could win you that big boy, that retainer, that thing that makes your side hustle into a long-term thing. Four, get a website. Yes, they're not as powerful as they used to be. The whole world used to revolve around one man, his card, and his website. Now, it's kind of all buzzing around social media, but you still need places to host your own content, control the narrative, and to push people. This specifically for people with a side hustle. I've got alanspicer.com, and I've got a former web development website called HD1 Web Design. One of them's been redesigned very shortly, but it's my core focus. That's where I can list my services, my expertise, my testimonials, my case studies. That's where I can write 2 or 3 blogs a week to boost it to 150, 200 blogs a year, all that are search ready, all that can find me, all that can hopefully convince you that I have some form of expertise or teach you something that you didn't know, and then you're indebted to me and you share me around, and then my brand gets stronger, and the stronger the brand, the more hopefully you can charge in future, or the more fingers that you can pour around that door to pull it open to win that pitch that you want, that will get you that customer, that guarantees you a lifeline, a business, a heartbeat. Now, if you can get it customized, if you can go out there and spend some money for it, brilliant. Because customization is king. Customization could get you every fine minor detail. They move buttons, they put your design, they hone it in. But if you don't have any pennies, that's fine. You can use things like Wix and GoDaddy and website builders and stuff like that. At least you've got a website then. At least you've got something to push them to. At least you've got something that starts to host your content, that starts to build your brand. You can have a color scheme, you can have a style, you can start writing, you can start pushing people, you can start building statistics. Those statistics you can then share out to other people that are relevant, people that you want to work with, affiliate, other companies, business development, that kind of thing. Five, one of the very most important things, start creating content. You need to figure out what you're good at. Are you fantastic at writing? Are you brilliant at video? Or maybe you're a talker. You can create a podcast. That content is what will carry you forward. That content is what people will get to know you for. In my case, I'm okay in front of a camera. I could talk about my passion, my love, and those videos are very luckily quite long recently, so I can turn them into podcasts and I can write blogs around them and then I can share them out. And those blogs can go on Pinterest and LinkedIn and Facebook. My videos can be shared onto most, if not every platform these days. The content is what will build up your reputation. Nobody knew who I was 3 years ago. Probably nobody knows who I am now. But the difference between 3 years ago in this business and now is that right now I'm able with my business to request, quote, and receive customers and client work based on my reputation, based on what I can show them, based on the proof of what I can do. And that proof is built off of this YouTube channel, off of my website, through my testimonials. And if you weren't creating that content in the first place, 3 years down the line, I'd have no one to point to for proof when I'm putting out that pitch, when I'm trying to win that client to come to me. Also, when content is there, done, and in the bank, you can always reuse it. Yes, some things will change. Video quality will change. In some of my older videos, I've got a completely different backdrop. In some of my older videos, I have a problem with frame rate thanks to the webcam, whilst now I've got a DSLR. But they're still reusable. You can reshare them. And you never know, that one thing that could have turned that person's brain onto business 3 years ago in that video that you made, if you're resharing it, it could still find them today. It could still win you that client, that click, that money, that income, that thing that makes you full-time on YouTube, or the thing that allows you to be a full-time artist or a full-time creator, anything really. But if you hadn't have made that content, it wouldn't exist. So start creating today. Outreach. This is fantastic. This is your networking. If nobody knows you and you get a chance and you've got businesses around you, if you've got business meetings around you that you can go to in the morning, whether they're breakfasts or evening, places that you can press flesh and chat, maybe you can arrange things, maybe you can chat, maybe you can go to chat rooms or forums. It doesn't have to be in person, it could be online. That outreach is something that gives you that additional thread that you can put in that spider web that makes it bigger, that catches those flies. I'm pretty much an introvert. So for me, I was reaching out on things like Facebook and LinkedIn. I was applying in forums, I was posting on blogs. Those help, because if you are linked via your website and your name, and you leave a very intriguing comment, not a spam, not come visit my website, if you truly engage with the post and the blog and the forum and you help them, they might be interested in coming to see you. There's a website I post on from time to time called Quora. It's basically Yahoo questions. They post a load of questions, I answer a load of YouTubey questions, and then I can either drop in my video or they click on my name and it drops them back on my website or my YouTube channel. You can do the same. These outreach programs could be the way that you get into the DMs of somebody. It could be you reaching out on Instagram, answering their question. It could be you tweeting at someone or replying when they're asking a question about your specific thing. Gary Vaynerchuk, for example, the world-renowned Gary Vaynerchuk, started on Twitter by simply replying to everything that had some kind of wine term in it. So people were worried about a red or a white, or whether it's a Rioja or whether it's a Grenache. He would jump in, offer them some advice, give them some links, not try and sell, just let them know that he's around, over and over and over again, and he slowly built reputation. And that's the way that you build one subscriber, two subscriber, 10 subscribers. That's how that builds your YouTube channel, or that's how it builds your blog or your website, your mailing list or your business. 7. A rather controversial one. Working for free. Many people see this as some kind of slave labor. Many people see this as, well, I can't pay my bills with exposure. I totally agree. I've been in situations where I'm just like, yeah, well, I need to pay my gas and electric bill and you're giving me exposure. Brilliant. I'm gonna get kicked out of my house now because that was my rent. Thank you. But there are times when exposure truly does help. I use a website called People Per Hour, but there are other ones out there like Fiverr, Fora. They're gig based economies in which you put in there, I will create a thumbnail, or I will edit your video, or I will, in my case, optimize your video for a very small fee. I get peanuts from it, but what I do get is a contact, what I do get is a review, what I do get is a chance to flex and prepare my brain muscle or that skill muscle. If I'm on there and I've done 20 things for free or for a dollar or $5, those are 20 things I could put in my testimonials. Those are 20 things that I could put in my portfolio. Those are 20 examples of what I can do. And if you're very lucky, 1 in 10 or 1 in 20 of those might want some additional work. I've got some of my largest retainer clients through just doing something small, something pittance, and then I've upsold them, and now they're part of a vast majority of my monthly income. All because I was like, look, I did that really well, you like that, how about you do this, 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 and this? That would really help you. Here you go. And you over-deliver. That's one of the most important things. If you can over-deliver. If they're asking for something within a small time period, if you can beat that, that's great. If you can give them 2 or 3 versions of that logo rather than just one that they've paid for, they will be more indebted to you. They'll see how hard you've worked. Some, don't get me wrong, some are dickheads, right? And that's fine. But at least at the very end, if you did, say, 20 logo designs and you did 3 designs per logo design, that's 60 examples you could put on your portfolio, and that portfolio is yours for you to promote to other people. So next time a paid client comes here, you can show them those 60 examples that you did. Those 60 examples that wouldn't have existed if you hadn't have done them for next to nothing. And all of those mini testimonials, just like you see on People Per Hour, or just like you've seen on eBay, for example, where you've sold a product and you maybe even undersold it, and it's like, good product, good delivery, great client, wonderful, loved it. All of those you can use and big yourself up for the next sale and the next sale, and just Lego brick on top. Number 8. Okay, so you've reached out, you've started getting sales, started building up reputation, maybe there's a trickle of income. Now this is where you have to be very smart and reinvest that back in you, your business and your skills. It can be so easy to get your first payslip and go, yay, I'll go and buy this and I'll go and buy that Xbox that I really wanted because my business is working, it's gonna be like this forever. Especially in the first year or so, you're really passionate, you've really got that drive, so you're really going out there and you're doing a lot and you're tapping that low-hanging fruit, that those connections that you may have already known that you could pluck quite easily, quite early. But if you don't invest in your future, if you don't invest in the next piece of education, if you don't invest in the next load of adverts to get the next people in, if you don't spend that time and that money going to meet the people that you want to shake hands with, to make those connections, to build those experiences, to build that ongoing web, the web's not there, you're not catching anything. And very soon, those low-hanging fruit that you're first picking from will just disappear, and you'll start to starve. And so will the business. If you want to grow in the future, you need to invest in the future. There's no point in eating this year's harvest if you're not buying seeds to plant for next year, and next year, and next year. An apple tree won't always blossom in its first or second year. It takes a while, and those bigger fruits are much more satisfying than, say, a small grape. Once again, me with weird analogies, but hopefully you understand. You keep funneling it back into yourself. I'm not saying don't take an income. If you can afford to take an income and still invest into the business, then do so. Just be smart, right? Do you really need that wage? Could you live a little more humble? Could you live a smaller house? Could you use a different laptop? Could you just be a little bit more sensible and use that extra bit of money to invest in your business to get that next customer and the next customer that guarantees you a future 3 years down the line, rather than just 2 months' time or that thing on your plate right now? Number 9, customer care. Paramount. You've hooked them in. They may even be one of your free clients. If you keep them happy, if you prove that you're professional, if you can get them to speak on your behalf on how great you are, your testimonials or quality of work, they will come back. They might even upsell. That might be your next sale, or they might refer a friend. Customer care is paramount, because if you piss somebody off and you're really desperate in 2 months' time and you've got a fantastic idea that you know that client would really love and you are 100% will buy, if you pissed them off, you can't phone them anymore. If you piss them off, they won't refer you to anyone anymore. And if anything, that might leave a nasty taste in their mouth that might spread faster, because bad news spreads much faster than good news. Now, for the sake of your small business that you're starting right now, reset. Go back to number 5, do 5 through to 9, over and over again. Content, reach out, free work, reinvest, and customer service. Over and over and over again. The more content you make, the more people it can hook. The more people you can meet, the more money you can invest. The more examples you have to give to your next clients, the more convincing you are, the bigger the brand you can hook, the more money you can make, the more you can invest, the more content you can create, etc., etc., etc. Your biggest mistake would be getting lazy and not continuing to build. Now, if you want to see the 5 mistakes I've made, there's a video here. Please subscribe for more business-based YouTube videos. Hit that notification icon so you're alerted every time they go live. Thank you for listening to the Start Creating podcast. If you want more tips, tricks and advice from Alan Spicer, that's me, then go to youtube.com/Alan Spicer and subscribe. You can also find me on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter. See you soon. Go out there, start creating.